Okay.
Now, okay.
Okay. Here we go.
So, let's just deal with the words here. The RFLP Shemotzonu lehim, that the Chachmei Amaseh, the Matik Yeshmur, Loshen Acher B'Gmor Sanhedrin, V'Omrom Kol HaMachzik B'Machlekes, okay? Kol HaMachzik B'Machlekes is Oyviv Leisase, okay? So here, you have to keep in mind things changed a little bit, because before we're talking about being chilek on the kahuna and machzik la'atzma, correct? And the truth is, to base the issue of chilek al kahuna on the Gemara, there's nothing in the Gemara in Sanhedrin or the Kisviyad that would support that, whether it's a shlila or whether it's ashala, that is a difference in what we're talking about. Okay? Okay, that's just the idea. But here, when he talks about the ashola, he talks about machlekes. Okay? When he's talking about the shlila, he's talking about kerch to master kunabats. And I pointed out last week that in the Blias Oitz and what's going on there, there are two things. One is a raya on Termin Hashemayim Mechoykek, and the other is an Oynish. Okay? And I told you that it could be as far as the Yisrid Hadas, that Termin Hashemayim, okay, there's no Din Bechlau that you can, if someone is Kefet or Bernishalim gave Kuhuna to Aaron, okay, That's a kefir in Teres Moshe Rabbeinu. Although the machzav atzma do with the kefirah. So as I was saying, the machzav atzma is the isur and the einish. That's what we're talking about. And the einish and the kefirah are two separate things, and two separate psukim. Correct. That's what we're talking about. Now, the alpishim, but there's something about machlekes which has nothing to do with this. Stam machlekes. We don't know how far it goes. So it's not real. It's just I'm an asmachta, I guess, that we'll see about this. Lo shepashti the korba kavon azeis. Okay. Now the contrast is strange, because there's a gulf between Pashi Dekor and Tophas Musa. And I don't know why he, because really what he probably wants to say is not a real drosha, but I think that the contrast is really for the V'unam, ulam, huashola al kavon zeis, hi nichleles, tachas lav sheni, kmo shevay mokoymoy. And there, it's not Pasha the Koi. Here, it's overkill. It's overkill for Kerch Vadosoi. But as far as the Avayv Mekoyim, whatever that's how it is, it's not overkill, because he's just really careful. He says it's really an Issa Deraisa, but it's Nichlal Tachas Lav Sheni. Okay? That's what we have in front of us. Okay? Okay. So first of all, I like to talk about what Hatofas Musa, through our muses, we'll see. But the important point of the Hatofas Musa is not a drosha d'raisa, okay? In Minyan, the Shavai Mekoyma, he's going to have two parts. In Mitzis Loisa said, Mimhei, he's going to talk about Kerch Vadosai, and he's going to talk about what Kmo Shevayv Mekoymo Nichlelos Tachas Lav Sheni. Okay? But let's see what this Lav Sheni is and what we're talking about. mitzvahs loisase mem hei. V'chein omrom. I'm not interested what the mitzvah is about for the moment, because that's what we know gave for the second part. I just want to know about the toughest mitzvah. V'chein omrom hamachzik b'machlokes oyve b'lav shenema v'lo yiyeh kekorach v'chad osoy. Who gam kein al derech adrash v'chein omrom hamachzik b'machlokes Aganga derech adrash. Okay. Ulfi ma shebi'alnu hachachomim hine hu shlilo lo yasholo. Ki heim biyahu she'in ze hama'ama. That's referring to this shlilo asholo, this pasuk. Hu shakel yis'ale magid ki kol chilek I think he means asmachta ba'alma. Because these words, are found similarly in other places in Rambam, and you'll see what he means, okay? But then he says v'chein, and he goes on the second thing, which is nichnas tachas alav. And that v'chein is very difficult. Because only v'chein that it's not pshuto shel mikra, but it's not v'chein the same, because one's a deraisa and one's a tofas musa and one's a asmachta ba'alma. So the comparison v'chein in Rambam here is very difficult. Now, derech drash in the psicha, in the sefer mitzvahs, we learned it. V'yoyin omru al derech hadrash. Ki heyois mitzasei k'minyin oivorim. Kloima shekol eiva ve'eiva oimer lo li'odam asei b'mitzvah. U shemitzvus loisasei k'minyin mois ashona. Kloima kol yoyin v'yoyin oimer loy li'odam al tas b'aveira. So if you recall, okay, if you recall, I pointed out in Shurah Shlishi, the Ram quotes this same Medrash. He doesn't say, his mashmir is real, because the medayik from that the mitzvahs are kimei ashmayim ha'oretz, there's Yerusha, okay? Because the Chazal would not have made a marshal. That's not a derech hadrash. The etzem idea, what you make the marshal to, that it's the fact that it means that it's going to be forever, okay? However, this idea that the Eivorim of Mitzavos or the Yomim of Mitzavos or Maziros, that is Derech Hadrash. That's not real, okay? Okay? That's what he uses over there. Then, in Mer Nebuchim, in Chelik Beis, Perek Lamed, Umimash Yitzorch Shetedo, V'tis'ure Olov, He'le Ho'ilu Asher Bavur Lo'inema, or something, Lo'inema B'yoyim Hashem Kitev. Okay? וכבר יודעת המים החזר אשר אמרו בזה על דרך הדרש הטיב שבוהם אומרום לפי שלא ישילמו מלאכס המים. That's what it's a good term. The everything is derech hadrash. Everything is not real. But the best of them, this derech hadrash, this one. So it's again, it's not real. Okay? Okay. And this is referring to the Bereishis Rabba, Loma Enksi B'Sheni Kitoi, Omer B'Shmuel Bar Nachmon, Lefi Shalei Nigma Malachas HaMayim, Lefi Oksi B'Shlishi, Shnei Pom Kitoi, Echon the Malachas HaMayim, V'Echon the Malachas HaYoyim. Okay. Now, this is important. So it comes out according to this, that according to the Rambam, Pshuta Shomiko is a Shlila. So Pshuta Shomiko is a Shlila. There can't be a real drosha to tell you Ashara. That's going to be very important for us. Okay? What it means is that the Shoshim, Yudalit Shoshim, and I'll go over this, we'll see about this. The Yudalit Shoshim are basically, you say this Hatera, and the whole Minyan HaMitzvah is built on it. And you can't have a Drosha if the Pshuta Shomikra doesn't fulfill the Yudalit Shoshim to make something which looks like a mitzvah with a drasha. You can't have a real drasha's chazal to tell you a mitzvah, even though it's not in the minyan, if the Pshuta Shomikra is, you enjoin from Pshuta Shomikra to counting in the minyan. The Rambam has already formulated this rule in Mitzasei Chof. Because the Rambam said, I think we had a few other camps, I'll just give you one example now. The Rambam basically said in Mitzasei Chof, and it's even further than that, it's not only, I want to tell you something else, and I go a step further, it's not only a drosha. Even if it would be a Pirush HaMakubal, it couldn't be. Because remember, Pirush HaMakubal is only a Pirush. It doesn't replace Pshuta Shomikra. So I assume, and I'll tell you why I say that, because I assume in Mitzasei Chof, where the Rambam is talking about Mizbach Adom Ta'aseli, and he says, since in Pshuta Shomikra, it's only Hiro HaShoah, even though I think what he means is a Pirush HaMakubal, because it wouldn't be a Pirush HaMakubal, you're missing the Minyan HaMitzvah anyway, it doesn't have to explain anything. That you should have a Mizbeach HaMakubal HaKalka, you can't make Mizbeach a separate Mitzvah. Since the Pshuta Shomikra, this is mamish amazing, so I can understand drashas, it's not a chiddush, okay? But even if it's a Pirush HaMakubal, if it's against the Yud Dalit Shroshim? You can't have a Pirush HaMakubal making something which is even Michlal HaMitzvah. It can't have anything to do with mitzvahs. The best it could be is HaTofas Musa. And that's basically what he's saying over there in Mitzvah Mem Hei. That since in Pshuto Shomiku it's a Shlil HaAvchid, the best it could be is Derech. Okay. Now, let me continue. That's the beginning of this. And I want to explain to you why I say this. Okay. Before, at the moment, I could talk about it in terms of. I can talk about it, right, in terms of Mizbeach, okay? So I can say, so what I'm doing is, I find an isolated phenomenon in Shur Shlishi, Mechetesei, I can apply Shur Shmini and say that something which is not a tzivui in Pshuto Shel Mikra, if you have a Pirush Makom, it wouldn't be a minyan. Okay? I'm telling you, and as they say in plain Yiddish, it's gezapt. You know? So I want to prove it to you. Okay? With last week's parasha. Okay? And the Ramba. Listen to this. Let's start with Ramban. The Ramban, Mitzvah Aseh Sheshocha Chagav, Mitzvah Aseh Hei, Mitzvah Chamishis, Shenitztavinu, Shenotzo, Keshenotzo Al Ir, when you laying siege to a city, Laniach achas min aruchos b'li matzo, to leave the siege open on one side. She'im yiltz libroyach yielohem derech lonus mishon. Shenema v'yitzbu'u al midyon kashetziva Hashem es Moshe. Okay. V'doshu b'sifri hakifur misholesh v'chosel. That's his girsa. So Josh is Sifri, but the Pasuk says, Vitzovu, Kashet Sivashem. They did something, okay? But there's nothing there. In other words, the best you can say, Vitzovu, that they left three ruchas open, you don't know anything, okay? So he says, V'chein, Hogav, and you don't really know that this Sifri is a Pirush Makom, you don't know anything, correct? Bechein kosov agav bechibur agado bechus loch milchus il milchamoy seyem perik bava loch hazayim. Okay, so let's see perik bava loch hazayim. The name perik bava loch hazayim is tischaba kishet solim al il tafso ema kifno yisrael me'abu chesel ela mishol esuchos u'manichin mokum levoyach Liboyach, Ulchom ish yet to limole dal nashe. Shenemo, Vayitzbu, okay, it's a Loshan Sipo, right? Vayitzbu al midyon, Kashet Sibashem, es Moshe. Mipi Hashmua, what is Mipi Hashmua? Pirushimukuba, it's Loshan Am Mishnah Torah. Mipi Hashmua, Lindu. Shebikach tzivohu, or that the Pirush HaMekubal is that there's a tzivui, and the Rambam doesn't count to the minyan of mitzvahs, and that's what Ramban says on Pirush. You quote it in Mishneh Torah, and maybe he's if you look at Rambam Shitasa in Pirush HaMekubal, you have everything. So when I was first told this Baal Peh before I saw Loshen inside, I said maybe the Rama means that this is Paka. It's not the Minyan Mitzvah of Paka. But and the truth is, I said it, and I found the Meshech Chochma says it. Okay? He didn't say Paka, you know what I mean. But I think it's a mistake. Okay? Because, first of all, this is both the Mitzvah, Mechemes Mishus and Mechemes Mitzvah. Okay? Because the Rama says Stam. Okay? Now, no matter what it is, there's no separate mitzvah in Minyan HaMitzvah Mechemes Rishus and no separate mitzvah of Mechemes Mitzvah. See, had there been a mitzvah Mechomo, you could say this is Paka, okay? But there's no such mitzvah, so you can't have a Paka Estam in the middle of nowhere. If you had a Paka, it's the Paka is, of course, there's a Yechida Achas Meshulem Mitzvah Shlemo, right? But if you don't have a mitzvah, you don't have a Yika Mitzvah, you don't have a Paka. So I thought the Pshat and Ram should be Kach Tzimor, that Shnei Rama. The Chapir should be Kubo, that is a Tzimui. Or that the Pshat and Shomikra is that it's a Sipur. And it's not in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. So I started off with a drash that he makes. You can't make a Pirush Makubo. See, the question is very major. It's a major thing you have to ask yourself. See, you can't make a Pirush Makubal into a drasha, okay? So if you have a drasha, he's doing this two steps over here. If you have a drosha, it can't be a drosha d'raisa. Okay. And if it's a pirush makubal, it is a pirush makubal, but it's not minyan mitzvahs. And that's an amazing thing, because the pshuto shel mikra. So you know, I only do
what does
one shekel.
What?
Okay. So I asked the Rambam. Okay. So it comes out an amazing thing here. Okay. This is amazing. Okay. Because what you have over here, okay, is it simui deraisa? Not minyan mitzvahs. Shebekach tzivoh. It can't be minyan mitzvahs because the pirush makubal is not a pirush. It can't be seis in the pshuto shel mikra in order to put you in minyan mitzvahs. It's like it's almost like the world went wild. But I think this is pshat in Rambam, because I don't think you say the pakka, or you can say tzorchin Rambam. But I think that's what I would say. Okay, that is those major. Now we'll go next step. Next step is, however, in the second case over here, there you have an hascholo, because it's a hascholo of seret and here. The Mekoymoy, okay? Because it says, Kmoshe Evayim Mekoymoy. That's Mitzvah Leisus Emen Hei. He shees hilnu me'asri seret b'vsalenu. Kmoshe yase oibde avud zoro. Vohu omroi yis'ala loisus gredudu. Now, Ukfar Umru, that's the one you want me, Shebichlau Lavzeh, Bichlau. It's not the Lav, it's only Bichlau, because only the Drosha, as you remember. Not the Galat. Bichlau Lavzeh. Gamkei, O Asholo, Me Piluga Dibo, Umachlekes Harabi. The Omroi lois is skreidu lo lois asu agudis agudis. Avo gufe de ko, his the chastir de gufe de ko. You can have a drosha, which is steer de gufe de ko. Okay. But you can't have, and it's still going to be a drosha de reise. But you can't have a drosha, which is steer de pshuto shel mikra, in terms of the Yudalit Shoshim, that makes our toughest Musa. Okay? If the Shurish says Sivui, Teresh says Sip, it's a Sipu in Teresh Aloshin, can't be a mitzvah. Okay? That's a major thing.
Can you say this point again?
I'm going to explain more why this Trosh is a Dreisdicke Trosh. It's Bechlau, okay? It's against Pshuto shel Mikra, because Pshuto shel Mikra says that it's Seret. It's not Agudas Agudas. But since the Drosha with the Kalim of Drash, okay, and it's not Seiser, the Yudalit Shoshim, it could be Nichlau in Ashor. It's not the Ashor itself, because it can't be Ashor itself anyway, because the Ashor has to be Pshuto shel Mikra. Here, he says, Zekein Drash, as opposed to the other Loshin, Derch Drash. Derch Drash, it's very fine hairs, but here it's very clear, well, the Derch HaDrash, because when he calls Derch HaDrash, here he calls a toughest Muslim. Correct?
So this is a real Drash.
Right. And that's why you'll find that this Malki is by Seret. But there's no Malkis by Agudas Agudas for Machlekes. And the pshat is because Malkus, as he say, Cherish Tshi has to do with Shuto Shel Mikra.
So the Shem
even if there be a mice of jumping up, I don't know whatever it is. I don't think that's the issue. Because he says, in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hasuret Tzchita Achas Al Meis Loike, in Perek Yud Beis, in Halacha Yud Beis, in Yud Dalet. Shenema Veseret Lenefesh Loi Sitmu Bibsalam, Bibsalchem. וכולי, בכלל הסור הזה, שלא יהיו שני בוטי הדינים בעיר אחס, זה נוהי כמינג זה, וזה נוהי כמינג אחי. I don't know if that's a double shame by Maisa. This Maisa Masuyim, that's a wrong, I don't even know if it exists. I want you to know, לא יסוב דם, I don't know if it's Shatan Ramam, if you would assume, I'm going to resolve when I said it, I'm all out of Crusader, okay? I don't believe it, okay? But it's not negate anything, okay? Because, you know, okay, good, okay, because he ends up saying that Hanoah is not a Maisa Masuyim, but you get Malkus for Hanoah if it's the Galav, so that's not, okay, good, but say that I'm not getting involved in that, in Avodah Zarah or whatever, okay, but say okay, now, Shedob is a Goyim on the Machlekes, Gidoylo, Shenem Lois is Skaididu, Lois is Agudus Agudus, okay, Hilchus Sanhedrin, Kol Lois is a Pergutes on Vadalat, Shemateri she'ein b'hen kol kolz lo misa Mrs. Bezdin shaloiken alein kuf samaches ve'ein lohein aseret alames. Is Malkus only for us all? It's futa shal mikra. I'm not for this. I'm not getting involved in goyim l'machlekes. What does he want? I have this nogei tamem hey. Okay? And the discussion. But this is what's going on. So it's mamish major in terms of the interrelationship, but the Ramban can't do this. Because the Ramban shita is that there's no stira between Torah Shebiksav and Pshuta Shul Mikra and Torah Shebiksav Peh. And Ein Mikra Yosin the Pshuta means that this is also a Pshat. And there's a Pshat, a Pnimi, Pshat, a Chitzaini. So you can't sell the Ramban Nishtikal Torah. Therefore, Vitzav should not be in Minyan. So he actually counts it. In the opinion of Mitzvahs.
He gives Malkus for...
I'm not getting involved in that. I don't know. I'm not getting way he gives Malkus. We don't know, according to Ramban, what the relationship Malkus will get that Sherish test. I'm not involved in that. But he counts with Sovu and Minyan Mitzvahs without a problem. Okay? Okay. This I thought was major. I'm sorry to spend so much time on it. But I said to myself, this is important. Okay? And that's why I didn't want, I was going to go on and decided, but once this is, you know, it's a very major thing. Someone came in to davening Friday night, and someone accosted me, what's the pshat? Why is this a minyan mitzvah? So I said, okay, here we go. Next. Now we're moving on. So that's Kamo Shabbat Mokoymoy. Nichleles tachas. It's not the lab. This is very meduyik in what he says over here. He's basically saying over the shtikl teirin men loisas emem hey. It's not the ikar lab, but it's nichnas ze kavonis zeis nichleles tachas lab sheni kmo shevayim mekayimali. And he's contrasting the two. See, the odd thing is in mitzvahs as loisas emem hey, he says mechein, which gives the impression of the same thing. And here, he's clearly contrasting the two. Okay? You know, you want to say pshat in that, I'll leave it to you, but I think we're okay now. Next! Okay? Next. V'ein shom dova. Now, let's move on. V'ein shom dova she's by l'cho. Boy, he left out, but the word hevdo probably. Hevdo, hashlila menas holo. Zulas in your mama. So I think this maima again, it means the teres haloshin, the way it's formulated, teres haloshin. But I don't know. It's the context or the bitui that you know what kapach dot inyoni a bituyim. I don't know if that's the issue of the bituyim. I would say, because he's really referring back to Teres HaLoshen. Avoloi min amila. I don't know what he wants exactly. Avoloi min amila. You can't for the word. Why? Be ivri. As I told you, here we're talking about Loshen HaMikra. It doesn't make a difference about Loshen of the Matik Yashmur, right? But it happens to be the same, but that's not of interest to us. V'himilas loy, v'itzalach hama'ayin, sh'tiyelo havona b'inyan ha'ma'ama. He has to look at this and decide how the Teres HaLoshen works over here. Shuyasi b'kalis ezelav, who shlila, the ezelav was ho. What's important is the word lav applies both to shlila and ha'ma'ama. But the question is, you don't talk about lav in b'inyan ha'mitzvahs, you talk about loisaseh. Even the Loshen Gemara Makis there in Reb Simloy is talking about Lavim, so I'm not getting involved in that. But the text of Lois HaSeh is not in the Kisvayat. We say that even though you might find it in the, no, we'll see. That's not, I spoke about this one. Mash v'ezi b'ma sh'iktanu bi'uloi. And he said, I already said over the Teres HaLoshen to the Din, that the Nosu and the Nesei, the Sipur, when it's over Heisig, you know, because here's the Chava. So it's certainly in Tzavu, it's certainly a Sipur. It's Ova. Correct? It's a Sipur. You have everything. Correct? Ukfa Uru. Or Yeiru. In a different translation, but the same thing about this. I don't know if it makes a difference. Aleim HaSholem. Who are they? Or the Matiki HaShmua. Al Ho'inyin HaZeh. Okay. So what are we talking about? Inyin HaZeh. Here's the important thing. We're talking about the Rambam is saying that the Matiki HaShmua were working with Teres HaLoshen. Okay? And then you can understand whether something is alive as a Shlila or as Chola with the Teres HaLoshen. Otherwise, the word, the sentence is correct. This is very important to, because what's happening is amazing. Okay? Before with the other amazing things that are going on here. I don't know how far we'll get. For who? Bima vuhu shematzanu lohem mimachlikis shenofla beinehem belav min alavim imu shlilo oazhola. Now I just want to go through it fast. I just want to show you what happened over here. And this is amazing. And then we'll see exactly how the words fit in with every word. Okay. Imu shlilo oazhola. Correct? There's one lav. And there's a machlekes in the Matiki HaShmua where there's shlila as hola. Okay. Bu amroi is ale, b'chates oif, umolok es reishay mimulopo b'lo yavdil. She'atane didan, v'hu ha'medabe b'loshen ha'mishnah, I guess medabe b'loshen ha'mishnah is ki'ilu asta mishnah, or quoting the mishnah, I'm not sure what he wants. He speaks in the loshen ha'mishnah, medabe b'loshen ha'mishnah, Seve, she's an asshole. Atatane says it's an asshole. Ulchein omer im hibdil posel. Now here is something very important. Ulchein omer im hibdil posel, because they go together. The aveira and the psul go together. This will be for later, okay? V'yischai lefize, she'alav hazeh mitzis loisaseh, she'ahari kishihibdil horoish, we'll see about that, posel. I don't know exactly why he has to go over the issue of Apostle. I don't know what he wants from this more. Okay? I don't know. You know, he's saying the same thing over again. I'm not sure what's the moistness over here. Kamo ilu hikuv sol dvash, which should be very, very, very important. Okay? But I don't know if I'll get to it today. Ilu hikuv sol dvash. Okay. This is the important part. Since it's not an ashola, therefore there's no psul. So to this point, we understand what he's calling things, okay? Correct? Right?
What were you thought? What's the shlila?
Shlila means ain't tzorach l'avdil. Does he blow yavdil means he doesn't have to be mavdil. Okay? Okay. I'm just okay. You see, something strange happens over here. Okay. First of all, you have to ask yourself, is he calling the blood of Shimon just to tell you the machlokes about Shlila? What's it doing with Teyus HaLoshen? What happened over here? Because the whole discussion about Teyus HaLoshen, correct? And then, if all he wanted to do is prove the blood of Shimon is chilik on the Tana Didan, the Tana Medabalosha Mishnah, he should stop right over here. Then he says, V'hikshu, al maima hazeh, means maima hazeh dvorim elu, it means on Blazer of Shimon, on his Hashtikal Teira, correct? We omroi, if he'd accept Rabbi the Shmati of Blazer of Shimon, Elameato gabi bo nami, dichsim le chasenu, hochi nami in a tzokal chasais. Okay. Why is he calling this? Will it do with anything? Why is that shuvo, hosom? Hosom dichsim, bala bo yishalim. Muchal, the boy Kisui, the kills Much from the Pasik. Had it not been Much from the Pasik, that's the way you would have interpreted. Now listen to the next line, and we'll get back and see everything. Because you have to see the whole thing, okay? And he's very careful, we'll get back to this later, to the second half of the Gemara, which claims Ravashi Bechal is Chesa from the whole thing, and the Ram Bechal is no Chazor here, because he only quotes the first half, leaves it out. You can't have a Chazor in the Gemara Ravashi and not quote it, okay? Hine, this, now listen, kid. Kva his boy, he may inyan hamama loimdim im hushlilo ashol. He's done something amazing, okay? We just did. He just did. He's explaining why he's quoting the second half of the Gemara of Ravashi and Hikshu. And he's explaining everything that happened. And he's saying something amazing. You know, I just don't get it, okay? What I think he's saying is that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon has a different approach to Teyus HaLoshen. And the machlokes over here is how to approach language. Okay? And since the machlekes is how to approach language, so the Gemara, Rav Ashi, quotes Psukim and discusses an issue about how to approach language, and you're learning the law is in that fashion, so why do you do the same thing in Lo Yechasenu? And it answers something else. But what it means is an amazing thing. You know, he starts off the Shurish quoting linguistics and all languages in general, and Ki'ilu, they're clothing about languages and what command is in language, and he quotes this Arabist, Al-Farabi, the Ki'ilu, such a thing, you know, and there's a positive command, a negative command, and he tells you how to go about knowing it, and a Tana could come and say, no, I have a different approach to language. And that's what's going on. Because you see something. You'll notice something amazing. Let's see, before I'm just getting, I'm not doing anything. I'm just trying to explain the words before we try to go with the nitty gritty over here. Don't you find it amazing? What he's doing is, he explains, who does he explain? He explains, well, Elazar Reb Shimon doesn't explain the Tana de Masnisa. There's no problem. But there's no explanation, just a raya from the fact that it's possible that he learns it as Allah. But you don't know why. So the answer is, you don't need an explanation. From Teyus HaLoshen that we know, which the Rambam has postulated, there's no issue. It's an as Allah. But listen, Shimon, who's now been machadish nuklolim, and it has to be nuklolim. Because he says, Hine kva his boy ki me'in ha'ma'ama. He's trying to prove his point that you use linguistics to decide whether it's a shlil or not. He's proving it from the Gemara's discussion of Rav Shimon. So you're going to tell me the discussion of Rav Shimon is not a discussion about linguistics? You're basically bankrupt. Now, there's a lot of lumbness going on besides that. But this is the point. And I would have said, this is impossible. If there's such a thing as Teres HaLoshen, what are we saying? The Loshen HaKedesh has different Kolim than other languages, and it's not the same. He's arguing about Kolim in languages in general. You know, you have no clue of what Blas Rav Shimon is doing. But that I'm not interested. He doesn't see from the Gemara. He has different Kolim in Shalom HaYisrael. Okay. He's interpreting the Gemara. Okay, that it's not a svar about something, as some of the Rishonim say, we'll see, but it's mamish, a question about Teres HaLoshen. It's not a question about Teres HaLoshen, and if the Gemara is chizah from this, of Ashi, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, this is the major thing with the Gaitos. Now we have to go in nitty gritty. What does he want with Posel? What does he want with HaLosh? What does he want with Solon Dvash? What's going on? What's there? You know, but that is important, okay, to understand what the Rambam's saying, okay? But the thrust of this argument over here, this is what it is. The thrust of the argument is that Rav Blasi, it's interesting, hello, when he talks about this, or he talks about Kuchichupasa, or he talks about, right, or he talks about now, Kilu, Eilanam, Bechet Mishpababas, Kashayokovish, all the discussions before, okay? He doesn't quote any machlek because there's no issue about it, okay? We have to know exactly that. I'm not getting involved in Chut Rav Shimon Yochai, but there's no issue, okay? He's just pointing out the Teres HaLoshen, which I know, which fit in all the Shainis, work here. What he's doing is an amazing thing. He sets up a Teres HaLoshen for all languages, and he says Loshen HaKodesh it applies to, and then he ends up saying there's a machlokes tanoim about this, and he doesn't tell you where does Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon stand in this, he doesn't tell you, but he just says that he's working with Teres HaLoshen, and that's the important thing, and that's mamish amazing. I find this amazing, okay?
The Tanakam is not working with Teres HaLoshen?
He is, that's what I told you before. The Tanakam, you don't need it because the Teres HaLoshen is set up before. It's basically, it's not a sipur, there's no nosu in Neise, and Shalom HaYisrael, it's a lav. You have no problem, you don't have to explain anything. He's just proving that's the proper conclusion, that's what he's saying, because he says it's possible. You don't need an explanation. But you need an explanation of Rav Shimon, because he's coming with new rules to the game. Okay. And I never would have said that, but it's very clear from this line that that's what he's saying. Now, I just want to tell you something, okay? This is a word, al-chlam, okay? And Rav Chaim Heller also interprets it as maima. But Kapach interprets it dvorim. Okay? So I don't know, you know, which one is better, but what it means, it's the Teichen Dikduki Akra for the Teres HaLoshen. Because you're going to say the Maimah is the Maimah of Blazer Rav Shimon, then the whole thing is off. Because now he's trying to do something about Teres HaLoshen, not in terms of Matiki HaShmur, that they have Kabbalah, so they say something. Okay. And he's also quoting in Rav Elazar Rav Shimon that he's working with Teres HaLoshen. In other words, Rav Ashi's kasha is no kasha. If Kiilu, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon would be coming and saying that he has a Kabbalah as a Pirush Makubul, that's the Pshat in the Posek. That it's Ein Tzorach L'Havdol. You don't ask a kasha about Bala from Lo Yechasenu.
He says, I see from this kashina, and I see from the whole discussion of the Gemara, the issue is Teres HaLoshen. And that's major.
Okay? Correct? So these, I think, are two important points. Now, we'll try to do the mop-up, but it's not going to... I want to apologize. I'm not going to finish today. We'll pick up next week in Metz Hashem and finish it all. But let's just get started, okay? I don't know if I'm going to even ask all the kashas. We'll see exactly what's happening. Okay? We're ready? Now... I'm not getting involved in this. This is Machlokes Rishonim, where the Havdolah, the Issa Havdolah, is Havdolah Simonim or Havdolah Sarosh. Okay? The Rambam says that it's Sarosh. Okay? And we get involved, Rishonim back and forth, he just says that they're Chagavdik. Shari, Shehidil Horosh, Posa. Okay? Then, the Rambam has done something major. Okay? The question is, what's the psul of Hidil Chatasarif? The Ram says the psul is the Maisavera. Because the psul is not the Maisavera, how can he prove that the Tanakhama learns that it's Nashora from the fact that it's possible? Okay? They're always showing him that the psul is not because of the Maisa Vera, but the Psul is because Maisa Ela Bechatos was the Psul of Maisa Chatos Ba'ila and Maisa Ela Bechatos. It's a whole different story, nothing to do with the Maisa Vera. Okay. Now, in context of that,
why is Sor and Devash? It's not my soul.
One second. What are you talking about? Sor and Devash, the lab. You want me to talk about that now?
No,
I want you to know. I'm going to get into that. You're going to see. I want you to know when I tell you all the kashas, and I want to tell you what I want to say. There's a lab, ki chol Sor, v'chol Devash, lo satiru mene Yisrael Hashem. And just in terms of poshut shat, the Ram says ki, so it means the poshut, the thing that's poshut, is that the Averis Halav of Sol Dvash is a Pesel. And he says the same way that the Averis Halav of Sol Dvash is a Pesel, the Averis Halav of Lo Yavdil is a Pesel. That's what he's trying to do over here, okay? We'll have to see what that means and how it fits with the Mishnah Torah. But that itself is going to be a thing, okay? That's what he said over here, okay? Now, let's go a little bit further. Let's just finish reading it. Now, this boy gam came. She'omroi lo yavdil mitzis lo yisaseh lefi ma she'omro ha-mishnah. Umikan yisboye she'omroi bo'oris ha'oi v'shisa oisai oisai b'chnofo lo yavdil. Ein royal of noise. There the Voloyavdil is ein royal of noise. Ki hu shlila. V'divrei hakol. There's no machlekes about it. Ein tzoch. V'im hibdil kosher. Ki kevan she'oma b'ilis behema. V'nasata. V'nitach oisoy l'nsochom. Koye oila aladas, she oilis oiv gam kain, vishisa is mikhanofa, that has to be complete. Nituach. Ulchein oma, inu tzoch lahavdil, ele yishase bovad. Vim hivdil kosher, kmoshi is boi mukhima. That's an important thing. Because in the Rambam, he can't imagine if Hibdil is possible, that shouldn't be allowed. Correct? Okay. So here, we're bankrupt. Okay? You know why we're bankrupt? Because there's a Tana in the Bryce in Teres Kohanim. V'shisa is v'knof v'lo yavdil. Yochol, that it should be possible, Talmud Loima. And point the show, how did that happen? What's going on here? And that's the problem. It's in Sifra. Dibur in the Dovo, Parsha Zayin, Peri Tes, Alochavo, Bolo Yavdil, Yochol, Im Hivdil Posel, Talmud Loima, Vihiktir. Vihiktir. Agzeris Akosel. So it means without the exercise of the Hikdil, attack would have been possible. So, Lechayah, the exercise of course, is not saying to reinterpret the Pasuk and to say that it's not alive. Lechayah, the exercise of course, is telling you that even though it is alive, if the Pasuk means alive, this still doesn't pass them. Even Hikdil, Yochach, or P, Shemok, or Misakin, Talmud, and Ma'isah. Magois lahachshim abdola nifsa mulika. Okay, say it. Mechure. Therefore, Rabbi Yisai, dichem counts v'shisa isa b'knof of lo yavdo in minyan amitzus, and so does the Bahak. But the amazing thing is that dichem quote the Teres Kohanim is a chayeh. It's a laugh. Listen to this, okay? It's his argument. Lo yavdil sheif yireim shin yud tes fus yoshin shinayin vo. Lo yavdil hizakodesh bochu shelo lahavdil b'ilis oiv. Dichsiv lo yavdil. But Pashas, Vayiko, Vishiso is Mechanov of Loyabdil. Okay, I think counts both of the Loyabdils as one map. I'm not getting involved in that. Okay. Vitanya, Viteris Kohanim, Otaraye. Vishiso is the Mechanosto, Lahakshio, Voyabdil, Yochul Hibdil Postal Tamalay Vihiktir. So what does he want? He's not telling you Bokkis and Lukuti DSMS. He's saying, Otot. That since it's a habamin, it's possible, it must be alive. The Hikti is only takmachshe, even though it is alive. And it counts as minyan mitzvahs. In minyan loisa seshe loikin aleim, samuches, bichnofov lo yavdil. And I'm not getting involved, you can look up yourself, the Malbim is mayor on this problem. In Vayiko Parshas Vayiko Miketa Aleph Oisadi Naolais, he goes back to the Sifra and goes to this whole issue. Okay. We don't know Rashi, who seems to say that the psul is because of Shinui in Maisa in Havdolah, okay, in Lo Yavdil by Chatas Oiv, okay. We have to ask yourself, is there taka psul of Maisa Ulis Behema in an Ulis Oif that you need exerts chasim machshir? Because, see, if there's no such thing, then l'cheira, you don't know how the Rishonim interpret, you know, the whole issue of Shinu. Because they're learning it Shinu. Okay, I'm not getting involved in that either. Okay? So that is what we have. Because Rashi says in Zavochim Samach Vavam and Aleph, Ein Tzoroch Lahavdil, Hilkochim Hivdil, Lav Shinuyhu. Okay? So that needs work, and you have to know about that. Okay, now, next point here. I just want to ask you some kashas, and I'll just start asking kashas. I guess I'll pick it up next week and start asking the questions again. But here we go. Reading the Rambam over here, it's a double push to the Rambam here in Sherish Ches that the Averis of love of soul dvash is a poison. Because had it not been a poison, how can he use this as the marshal for Lo Yavdil and to show you that it are various halav,
that the psul is a raya that is allowed, correct? You don't know what we, otherwise you know what we're talking about. Just before we get involved, just show me, you know, we take the briskin, the kachim, and the briskirov, this and that. Listen to this briskirov. Okay? A briskirov menachas, he doesn't quote Ram over here. There's no mention of this Ram. I don't know who quotes this Ram, but you'll see. I mamish did a lot of work on this, and we'll see what happens. The piashmu menachas nun zayin lebeis. Vagamba, behuchas yisui mizbeach. Hey, beis. Perik Hayaloch Abeis. Kosav, Nofal Mehem, Koshu, Bikteris, Nifsala. We make the men of Echel like it. Okay. A Koshuhu of Saul, Dvash, fell into Kteris, and if Hikti is like it. But so, Chin, the Mai Taimah, Nifsala Kteris. So ain't ze el din di osa lahaktiro machmes aso vadvashebo. Vi otu im yakriv ho emurim besol obidvash yislu. Would any in the right mind say if you machte emurim besol dvash is yislu? Okay. Tzorchim. He ends up tzorchim. Okay. So I only ask you, just to get started, L'cheira, the Ram seems to be saying this, okay? Otherwise, I kosher kid, I can't read what he's talking about, okay? This is not a kasher from a kashnikar. You know, the poshe pshat, there's no other way to say pshat in the words of the Rambam, because he's using this kilu as the marshal. This is kilu the dugmo that we know there's a psul. Okay? That is one. Now, I'm going to start with the kashas, and the kashas are going to come again, and again, and again. I don't know, I must have about 5 or 6 kashas. That's one, okay? The question is, when is the psul? B'shas da'ktora or b'shas da'nefila? Because if the psul is the chteveis halav, and the chteveis halav is the chaktora,
you don't.
Okay, so it has to be b'shas da'ktor. So, Perikei, halacha aleph, and basically we start kind of pick all these kashas up again if you like next week, from the beginning. So, udvash, lineda, asur legami mizbeach, v'isurim b'kol shehen, sh'nemo ki chol se'or chol dvash lo sabtiro. Ve'eno chayiv, v'goyim, ve'eno chayiv, Eli Miktirin im a korban or l'shem korban. Okay, the same. That's the biyak toz korban. The echor amakti atzmoi, atzmon the soul dvash by themselves, or he amakti taluboyson shalem loika. I call echor mehem b'fne atzmoi. Bukhule. Nofa kol shuhu b'kteres nifsalo. Vim hikte mi mena b'hecha. Very strange.
It's nifsalo first.
Yeah. Nifsalo, no. V'im hiktim imenu b'hecho loike. Hecho, what are you talking about hecho? You call him b'chapim. What is he talking about hecho? What does he want? V'ein haktor puchim p'chusamit gezayis. So the Rambam didn't mention Mishneh Torah b'chlal p'sul of Sor Dvash, and that's where B'skilov is coming from. Next. So L'cheira, and he doesn't quote the p'sul. He doesn't quote the psul in Halacha Aleph, which is talking about the Isa, Akhtara. He quotes the psul in Bakteres in Halacha Beis. This is very strange. It was due to my Savera. Next. L'chera, there's a lav. Of Leisalu, we have to understand how this works. What are you getting Malkus for? If the Ketelis is possible, and you Maktir on Mizbeach HaPnimi, so what's the Malkus for? For, because the whole idea is you Maktir a Korban. There's nothing.
Zlochera, it's Loisala, Terezora, Olumincha, Vomolumin, Olumincha, Venesically Siskolov. So, no, I wasn't talking about someone, Zlochera. So, what are you going on? On the other hand, that's the case. What does it do with Yisurim Mizbech? Why is the Rambam quoting it over here? Okay? That's enough to the questions. Just left the Mishem, and that's the Mishem pick next week. But that's just to give you an idea of what we have in front of us.